Thank you for holding. Is this Jeff?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yep.
I understand that you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, sounds great. Just I want to see if I can afford it, and I'm just getting started here, like working on my own.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of experience. It's just I haven't been on my own yet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no real official I'm here moment like getting on the first page of Google, you know. You're making sure that if anybody's out there and they're looking up anything that you do, whether it be carpentry or trim, you know, they're going to be able to see you in your reviews.
Yep.
And we do a Google verification, too. I don't know if you've ever seen those Google verified contractors up there where it has a little badge that lets the customers know that they're trusted. You know, they can hire them with peace of mind. That helps a lot,
right,
especially when you're starting from scratch and you don't have any of those reviews or anything built up yet.
Right.
Yeah. We'll definitely grow you fast. Is it just you or do you have a crew with you?
Just me right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See how it goes.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years. I've seen a lot of guys go from, I got an idea to, I got a business.
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, so it'll definitely work. Are you open to bringing on more guys?
Eventually, yeah, if it goes well, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you just need consistency. Like you just got to build up your pipeline. Okay, yeah, we could definitely do that. Google advertising's been the number one way to market for the last 17 years, and this isn't just a regular Google ad. I mean, it's first page placement. And you don't have to pay per lead or click or call with this particular type of placement. It's called a Google Places listing. So you just have one flat monthly rate. You're up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, people could just call you live right off there. Obviously, they have to type in a service you provide and be within 30 miles of you in order to get your number. But, you know, they're pre-screened in a way, I guess you could say, by having to do that keyword search. But I saw you're doing Home Advisor. I'll definitely steal you from that too. Do you have a website?
No, I do not.
No website. Okay. So I would offer you what's called our Platinum Package, Jeff. On our website, the Platinum Package, well, just for all the Google partners, really, the Platinum Package is normally $499. And, don't worry. That's not what I'm quoting you, right? But it's normally $4.99 because it comes with the website and it comes with Facebook ads. So you have a couple of different ways of generating customers and we build the .com for you. Obviously, most of your calls are going to come from Google, but what I was thinking I could do is I could apply a new in business credit towards your listing since you just started. I know you got Home Advisor on the books already, or at least it looks like it. I can reduce the rate down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. And I'll still get you all the bells and whistles. Like, we'll still do the Google verification. You know, we got to purchase your domain name, which is probably going to be pretty expensive. Maybe not, though, because it is just your business name that you're operating under. But we'll purchase that jeffreybarna.com. If that's not available, go jeffreybarnapa.com.
Okay.
And then we'll do all the graphic design. We can even help you develop a logo for the business if you don't have a logo. And then if you have any photos, we'll ask you to send those photos in. But we'll fully build the site and we'll host it too. So we'll have hosting for the site. We'll have that attached to your Google business profile. We'll also create a business Facebook page. So if you don't have a Facebook page already, we'll create one for you. We'll do a biweekly posting on that one. And then we'll run ads through it. So that way you're getting exposure for people who have either looked up your services in the past or actively searching. Have you ever seen that before when you're on Facebook? Like you do a search on Google or another platform and then you hop on Facebook and all of a sudden you have these pop-ups, like almost like the internet's been listening to you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Those are remarketing campaigns on Facebook. So they'll have your business up there. With the website logo, everything attached, all the verification that we do for Meta. And then there's a popular directory submission that comes with this package too. So really, you wouldn't need anything else if you do a platinum bundle with us, because the directory submission is going to put you on the first page of Bing, since they pull from the Google top three guys for their top five. They're also going to add you to Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I don't know if you heard of Thumbtack, but that's actually a pretty good one. And then, yeah, it's pretty popular. It's more like a community system where people, almost like Facebook, but without all the pictures and everything, it's more people actually looking for contractors. So yeah, that's a nice one. And then they kind of communicate. It's like a community pool of people where it's like, hey, have you heard of this, anybody that does this? And people kind of communicate back and forth on Thumbtack. And then, also there's Amazon Alexa voice search results. So if somebody's searching on an Amazon Alexa device, your Google optimization is actually what's going to show as a top option there, or a top three option. So you'll be on Amazon Alexa devices. And then you have a tracking system. And it's, the tracking system we have, it comes in the form of a downloadable app. It's almost like a client management system for you too. So it'll track like all the leads, the clicks, the calls you're getting across all these platforms. It'll kind of like pipeline them. So even if you're missing calls, you still have their information. You could just go into that app, grab their number, and you could follow up with these people. That way you're not missing any of your opportunities. And that's how we're going to build your client base, by you having access to that app and being able to have access to it all right there by, you know, just a click of a button on a mobile device. And then, yeah, you could also request reviews through there, which we highly recommend at the completion of each job. So that way we could start building up that star rating for you. It definitely helps if we could get like 5 to 10 five-star reviews in the first month or two up there. Mm-hmm. So you could request those through the tracking system as well. And that's a good way to keep track of everything. So it's like, hey, I'm spending $2.99 with these guys here at Local Splash, but each month if I go into my tracking system, I could tangibly see, hey, this is what they're bringing in for me. Okay. I'm pretty confident if you give us 30 to 45 days, you know, you'll have some pretty definitive answers on what's going to be best for this business to launch and move forward as a long-term solution, marketing-wise.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm just getting started, so it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't have too much money to be putting out there and all that, so I'd like to just get started and see how it's going, and I'm slowly just going to go from there. And I just put $750 on that Angie's thing for leads and stuff. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
$750.
They
really upped their prices, huh?
Yeah, it's like a yearly thing, though. It's for a full year.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been working here for 12 years. I can't tell you how many guys I've worked with and put on the first page of Google that were doing Home Advisor in the past, and they always tell me they like being on Google a lot better because you don't have to pay per lead. I know Home Advisor sells their leads to a couple other people, but from my experience, it was like $300 they pay for like the year, and then they pay for every lead after that.
Yeah, see, I think this like pays for the leads, and they give you like an extra $250, so it's actually like $1,000 for my $750, and then that pays for all my leads up till then.
Oh, so it's like a package deal.
I'm just getting started, and I'm just trying new things, and I'm just going to see how this goes first and go from there. Eventually, I'd love to be on Google and all that. So I don't waste your time too much, because I'm probably not going to pay any more money right now.
No, I hear you. The hard part about these Google placements, Jeff, is the availability, you know?
Yeah, like you said, there's a spot open, and it's probably going to be gone within the next couple calls or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, my reps like Tara, we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. So Google creates this list, though, of the guys that they feel are qualified when a spot opens up. And then as a Google partner, my reps like Tara, they get the list, and they just kind of go down it, first come, first serve. But my concern is you falling into that rabbit hole. I mean, if you look up Federal Trade Commission versus Home Advisor, or FTC versus Home Advisor, I mean, this has been an ongoing thing for years of people who are just, they're on that directory, and then they're paying per lead, and, you know, they get kind of stuck in that cycle. And what my concern is, like, if you don't have, like, your own site, your own independent Google business profile, Bing profiles, your stuff that's separate from that entity, you know, you're basically putting your business in a dangerous spot, especially if you're telling me, hey, you're just going to try this out and see how it goes. If it doesn't go well, you're out. You know, that's not...
Yeah,
that's,
I won't give up. I'm good at what I
do. Okay, good. Yeah.
I struggle to find work. I'll do whatever I have to do to find work. I kind of just jumped on it, and I'm inexperienced, you know what I mean? Looking for stuff. I worked for a construction company for 12 years and got a lot of experience, and they laid me off. After, like, they didn't want to give me my 4 weeks vacation, and I was making too much money there. So they like to hire young people, pay them less, and it's like that's what they're into, I feel like.
God.
And they kind of screwed me over. But,
yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I've been working here 12 years, so I'd feel pretty devastated if that happened.
Yeah, it's pretty bumming, but I mean, it's like, hey, he's like a good guy, so I'm just gonna do what I do best, and you know, do it on my own here.
Well, no, I mean, I would definitely take that same route. You know, you got to still feed everybody. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. But from my experience, and this isn't just telling you as a sales guy, this is just telling you from what I know as marketing. You want to have as much opportunities for your business to thrive as possible. Right now, you're putting all your eggs in one basket and you're paying per lead. And it's like the leads don't pan out. They're still charging you the lead fees for them. Right. So
that's great, right?
You'll see
pay for 10 leads and get one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying is like you'll burn through that $1,000 really quickly, and then you'll have a real glaring thing looking at you. You're like, whoa, I spent that whole $1,000 in like a month or less than a month. Then moving forward, that's what it's going to be. You know, they're letting you know right out of the gate. You're in order to keep this pace with us, you got to spend $1,000. You know, with this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, right. That's why I'm saying, hey, maybe if I can convince you to pivot, I want to try to convince you to pivot because this is going to list you independently. So the Google listings and the stuff that we create, the website and the things that we create, you keep those things for your business. You know, even if you were to leave us, right? And those are still useful in helping you land jobs, the Facebook business profile, all those things. But while you're with us, you have a team of guys back here that are actually monitoring the trends on all these platforms and making sure they're putting your business in the best position to get as much traffic as possible so we could get paid each month, right? Because it's a month-to-month service. So it's a different thing. We're not just sending you a phone number going, hey, that's our money. You know, good luck. Whatever happens, happens. We're in here going, hey, you know, it's $2.99 for the whole month. The only way we're going to get you to come back next month is we get in here, you know, build your website, build your Google business profile, put you on the first page, build the Facebook page, run the ads through there. You know, it's a completely different service where we're actually, it's almost like if you're hiring somebody in-house to market for you and come in and just launch it all. Yeah. And then obviously monthly, that's going to lower your overhead by like $700, you know, if you're spending $1,000 a month on leads with Home Advisor. So, I don't know how long ago you signed up with them. Sometimes you get like a 3 to 5 day like right of rescission where you could get your money back or you could go through the bank and get your money back. But I would definitely recommend that while we have the availability for first page placement, because that's really the moneymaker. That's where all the calls come from. Even Home Advisor by Angie's pays Google to be on the first page of Google to get the leads they sell to you. I definitely recommend getting your foot in the door on a month-to-month basis, and even if you leave us, like I said, you know, you're still going to be in a lot better position than paying per lead with Home Advisor. $700 a month moving forward and get more job opportunities by not having all your eggs in that one basket.
Right. So I would pay you guys $2.99 a month or just for this month and then...
No, I would lock you in at that discounted pricing structure, Jeff. I'm not trying to pull any fast one like, hey, it's $2.99, now I got you hooked, $4.99 next month. It would just stay $2.99. We send all the service agreements in writing with the invoice receipt, so you have documented everything that we're doing for you for the price each month. So it's clear cut on what we're bringing to the table.
It sounds great.
Yeah, Google verification is huge. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTube videos of like the business owners, and they finally get their Google verification card in the mail, and they're just like, I have a real company, you know? It's like a celebratory, I did it. Yeah. And I feel like that should be like a priority step for you if you're launching, you know, just coming from your experience, like, hey, okay, I work for this company, I got 12 years, got laid off, now I need to build up a pipeline of business, you know, getting Google verified so they know that you're a trusted contractor. Even people that like you get as leads on Home Advisor, those homeowners are going to try to look you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like carpentry jobs are very personal. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any. That's what I'm saying. Right now, really, yet, so.
Right. Yeah, that's why we got to launch this. You have your reviews, you'll have your website, you'll have a Facebook page. You know, we'll have everything documented, and they'll have all the tools they need to feel comfortable. And we make sure they get that peace of mind. So it's really just up to you to, you know, seal the deal with them and then, you know, schedule them and knock out the job and try to make sure that they leave a good review for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about that because I know I'm good at what I do and I'm a good person.
12,
you know what I mean?
12 years. Yeah, 12 years, I have no doubt. But I really like feel for you when you tell me that because I've been working here exactly 12 years. Like I started in 2012. Yep. And I always think about that too. Like, would I just go work for somebody else, or would I go start my own company? I would definitely start my own company. You know what I mean? Like, that's the right move. But in order for it to be successful, the first thing I would do is create these online listings so people know that I'm in business and get myself in front of people at the moment that they're looking for the help. Versus like door knocking, you know, I'm not going to look up a business owner and then go to their business and start bugging them. You know, I would, market, you know, put myself in position, to where those guys who are looking for it, you know, obviously they can reach out. And then obviously we know through the Google partner credentials that, well, I'm just being more specific to me, but for your business, if I were to start your business, yeah, that would be the first things that I do. Is get the online listings going and get your name out there.
Right. I feel like I wouldn't have got this phone call if I didn't start with the Angie's List, though.
So they probably not.
This phone call,
100%. Yeah, I don't want you to feel like that's a bad thing. Like, you're in the right mindset of doing that. You know, you get these old-timers that are like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, man, people aren't focused on business cards and passing out flyers and billboards and radio station. I mean, it's all on Google. When people want what you do, if they want a carpenter, if they want some custom cabinetry, things like that, they're going to Google it, you know, and they're usually not looking that up for fun, you know, so, you know, it's real opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just wondering if I'll be able to get my 750 back or from Angie's.
Yeah, but I mean, either way, you know, you do want to kind of get out of that sooner rather than later. Like I said, I mean, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, you know, if you take 2 seconds of your time and look that up, you'll understand what I'm getting at. That's not a long-term marketing solution for anybody. Especially if you're a business owner that's just getting started, like every dollar is precious. And that's not what it's not designed for a startup company. It's more just like a big time, if you're a big time roofer and you got a bunch of money and maybe you just have like a gap to fill and you're like, hey, I'll buy 10 of these leads and dial a bunch of them and pick a job up real quick. By all means, you know what I mean? But for somebody like you that's just getting started, that's not ideal at all. You know?
Yeah.
You're basically going to have to buy 5 to 10 leads for each conversion. Carpentry leads are like $40-$50 a pop. So it's like 10 of them is $400-$500. We can get you a lot more leads than that. We can get you that many leads in a week easily, with a platinum package bundle that I'm offering you here. And it's a fraction of the price. You know what I mean? Just because we're not middlemanning the leads and charging you for each individual one. We just put your number up there, list you independently, let these people call you directly. They're already on Google looking up what you do. You know, they don't need to talk to us.
Yeah.
The only reason Home Advisor talks to them is so they could sell them to more than just you. You know what I mean? So they act like they're pre-screening those calls, but they're just gathering information so they can create that lead and sell it to a few other people, collect their lead fees.
Yeah. I definitely understand what you're saying. It sounds good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to touch base on like, I'm level with you, you know, and see things from my perspective. Cause, you know, I go down these calls every day. I've been doing it for 12 years. And so it's like, you know, a guy's like, eh, I'm not interested. I'm like, all right, well, you don't know what you're talking about. All right, next one. And, you know, I just go through it until we fill it. But occasionally I run into guys that's like, you're really new, you know? So it's like, you don't know what's what yet. You haven't even done the research, you know? So it's different if I'm talking to a guy that's already done his research and then we call him. They're like, okay, you know, usually I just look for the guy that's like, okay, I've been waiting for the spot to open up. I got a call about it 8 months ago and then I passed up on it. I regretted it. Now I'm waiting for you to call us back. And that's usually the guy that I'm looking for because it's easy. You know, it's like, okay, boom, 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 set him up. Like, okay, you see what we're telling you is true.
They jump right on it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's usually what we kind of thread through. It's like, okay, get this list. There's like 30 of them go down. Well, then I also, well, now I'm running into a guy like you where it's like, hey, you're brand new. You have a limited marketing budget. You got a little bit of turnaround time, but you're in the peak time of the year, you know, so it's not one of those things like, if I put this on the back burner or we miss this 8 months from now, are you still a business owner? You know, and that does happen where it's like, I call them back and they're like, hey, I closed my doors. You know, unfortunately I'm working, doing this now, you know, businesses are very fragile in that first year when you're getting them up and running. You can't really afford to miss, you know, home advisors.
Yeah. What I'm looking to do is to start making money on my own. So.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. I mean, we'll put you in position and make sure you're getting found and build up your pipeline of business. And the longer you do this, the better it gets because you just have, like, more time up there. You've built up the reviews. You have a pipeline of, like, reoccurring customers or people who have already seen you up there in the past and now they're actually ready to go. So you eventually get into this flow state of just consistency. But so I won't say it'll all happen overnight. The first month you'll see return on investment, but things will really pop in month two once we actually have some time of you being up there and people able to see some reviews and start getting those calls coming in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that pricing structure I offered you, it's $200 cheaper than what we normally charge monthly. And then I've also waived all other setup fees, and then there's no other, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. So, if you come aboard at $299, that covers you all the way up till the 10th of August. And if you want to keep rocking and rolling with us, it'll stay $299. Like, that won't go back up or change on you.
And that's all I'll be paying is $299 a month.
That's it. One-time payment each month. We like to get the money out of the way and just focus on the actual work itself. So that's all it is. It's just that one-time payment each month, $299.
Yeah, Sounds good. I'm thinking about it. I think I might do it.
You'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with those home advisor leads, you'll kill this. It's not something where we're texting leads to you and you got to call them back and convince them you're good. You know, these people are calling you. So it's a totally different ballgame when somebody's calling you, asking you for help versus you calling them and asking them for the job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Puts you in a position of strength.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299, is that something you could see a value in doing for the business?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create your business profile, but I have a question. Have you ever considered any other business name, or do you just want to have it as your first and last name, just Jeffrey Barna?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I was like thinking about that for the last couple of days. Like, if I had a business, what would I name it? And I'm not sure yet.
Well, you have a business.
Yeah, right. I'm just getting started, but I just don't know what I would name it.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could start you like this, Jeff, and I'll send you my direct number and extension. And if you want to swap it out, you let us know, and we could swap it. And the good thing about us creating the are getting you on this whole platinum package is we'll be able to update it across the internet. So all online platforms will be able to go in there and make that update pretty uniformly instead of have you kind of sit down and try to figure that out or go one by one through each one, drive yourself crazy. So it'll just be a phone call if you decide on it. Okay. But Google's going to send you this pin in the mail. It's called a pin verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map that you see with those top three guys there on the first page. What's the street address that I could send that to?
135
East 10th
Avenue.
East 10th Avenue. Homestead, PA, 15120?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And then do you want me to hide your street address online?
I don't know.
It just makes it so, like, well, because it looks like a home. So, you know, usually Google only recommends that we post the address if you have a brick and mortar for them to show up. Otherwise, you know, you don't want people showing up at your door, you know? That'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Talk to you about your job. You're like, at the end of the day, three beers deep, you know?
Yeah.
Get off my porch. Yeah, that'd be awkward. All right, so I'll hide it for you. It'll still have city, state, and zip, and we're still going to send that pin there, but I'll just have the address hidden, and that way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up on you. And then is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you on?
Yes, this is my cell phone.
Okay, so 412-992-0151?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to text you everything in writing. I'm also going to email it to you as well. So that way you have it all documented, everything that we went over today and everything that's going to be in this platinum package. What's your email address that I could send that to?
JBARNUCKLES.
UCKLES.
Like barnacles.
I like
last
it.
Name, but I had to change my email, and that was like first thing that popped in mind, and so I was like, I'll stick with
it. Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm like, is your last name Barnacles, or is it Barta?
People call me Barnacles. I got so many nicknames, it's not even funny.
That's funny. Yeah. I didn't even
just
think about
my
that.
Last name.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's
Barnum and
Jay.
Bailey. I get so many different.
Barnum and Bailey. So it's J Barn, and then it's U C K L E S or just U C L E S?
Yes. U C K L E S.
Okay, got it. Let me update. And then you said it's Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo.
Okay. Yahoo's outdated. We got to get you on the new stuff. Okay. Yahoo.
That's actually high school.
Yeah, those guys are on the verge of disappearing. I think the last time I used Yahoo was like for fantasy football like 4 years ago, and then I stopped using it.
Right. That's like my fantasy football days.
Yeah, I love Yahoo app. They had a good fantasy football system, but everybody switched to ESPN, so I just followed the boys. All right.
Nice.
Update. Okay, we're going to have to purchase a domain name for you. You don't have a logo or anything yet, right?
Nope.
A logo.
I'll try to use like a logo with my initials.
Okay, like a JB.
Yeah.
Okay, so wants logo with initials. We can help you with that. I have a team here. Our company's got about 450 people, so we have a graphic design team, about 15 guys. I could just tell him, hey, he has no logo and wants logo with his initials, and they'll send you a couple of ones that aren't, like, breaking any copyright laws or anything like that. And then you could cherry-pick one out of that group, and we'll use that. We'll brand it on all your online listings. Do you have, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Not many. It's not many before pictures, but just, like, after pictures. That's really all.
After shots?
I've never took pictures of work at, like, the company I used to work for because it was, like, for the company. It wasn't for me, so I just really didn't care.
Yeah. You're like, okay, they're going to take care of it. They probably had somebody that would come in there and take the pictures before you guys even get out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, like, we had superintendents. They'd walk the job every day and take pictures daily and all that.
They kind of need it in order to quote them properly and then, you know, for insurance, if somebody's trying to, like, say you guys busted something, they have pictures of, like, hey, it was like this before, you know?
Yeah,
but
it wasn't like this yesterday, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I sent you my direct number and extension, and then I'm sending you this email address. Send in what you have, you know? And we'll take a look at it. If it looks professional, then we'll go ahead and use it for the site and the Facebook page. If not, then we do have some kind of like generic ones that aren't like, you know, they're like stock photos that we have like permissions to use, and we can kind of have those up there temporarily until we get some new jobs in for you with some new pictures.
Sure.
Okay. But I sent that over to you. So you should have my first and last, our company line, and then my direct extension, and then there's an email in there, photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then let me go. How do you want your hours of operation for your business listed online?
I like to work in the morning, so probably like 7 to 4 or something like that.
Okay. I like work hours, actually. We usually take lunch like 11 to 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like to start earlier. I like to start at like 6, but I know you really can't do that residential, so.
Yeah, people are like, I'm sleeping. I'm the same way, though. I like getting everything done like right when I wake up and then kind of cruise through the afternoon.
And having the rest of the day off, exactly, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big like coffee guy anyway, so I kind of look forward to like waking up, getting out the door, getting that crisp air and a coffee. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'll go 7 to 4, and you want Monday through Sunday, or do you work the weekends at all?
I usually did like a full time Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind. I could do like some Saturdays or something.
Yeah, I could put Saturday and Sunday like by appointment only, so that way they could still call you, but they can clearly see like your work hours are normally 7 to 4. So, you know, you can kind of hash it out with them and let them know, you know, hey, I could get out to you guys on Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
If they call over the weekend. Okay. So I'll just do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't know if I'd be able to accept card. How would I accept card? I could only probably do cash and check.
Yeah, it'd be either a Square reader, or if you have like Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, they have a lot of those payment apps where they could pay you digitally with a card. Or
yeah, I guess I could do that. Because I have Venmo and Cash App.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because you could always add them and just have them send it over to you.
So I guess I could do all three.
Okay. Let me go ahead and submit cash, check, card. Good. Okay. So I got your business profile created. I'm going to submit it to Google. When they receive this notification, they're going to send you that postcard in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard I'll need from you when it comes in. Usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to get to you. In the meantime, what we're going to do is get your website built and also do a client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. Is there a time today where we can knock out the client interview?
Really any time of the day, probably after about 10:30 a.m. or so.
Okay. After 10:30, it's 12:30, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I get up early sometimes. Especially when I'm working, but I haven't been working, so I've been kind of like staying out late. My girlfriend bartends.
Well,
so.
I mean, if you really want to get things rolling, which I recommend because we're securing the spot now, like I can have a rep circle back with you for a 1 to 2 appointment, and we can knock out the client interview at that time. All they're going to go
are you
do is go
today
through.
Or, I thought you meant any day.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it was more.
Days.
No, yeah, I mean, today or tomorrow, we like to get started on everything right away. Like we'll actually purchase your domain name, start working on the Facebook page, you know, we'll send out the pin. So we start working on everything right away. We want to get you up and running as soon as possible.
Yeah, that sounds good. So tomorrow.
Yeah, I could do 1 to 2. If you want to have I could have a rep circle back with you in like 30, 40 minutes here. Go over.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then they'll send you a text message right before they call. I'll actually call you first, and then I'll just introduce you to them and then transfer you over. But it's a pretty easy call, Jeff. They're just going to ask you about the services you provide, the service area you cover. That way we're listing you for the right things in the right areas and that the calls that are coming in are qualified. And then also we'll get that domain purchase for your website and get a general idea on how you'd like your website to look.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy. And if you ever want to change anything to the site or change any of the services that you're listed for, you could always do that through either myself or the account management team at the phone number that I texted you. it's, if you want to get like customer service, it's the same number. You just hit extension 1. We have 24-hour customer service available to you. So even if it's after hours, there's always somebody to help if you want to make any changes. Save. All right. So I got you scheduled for 1 to 2 Eastern Standard here. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$299? What do you mean secure it?
Yeah, so you could secure the first month's payment using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, and that'll lock up the spot for your business. So that way we take it off the board and it goes to you.
Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both? Well, I guess your name is the business name as of right now. Sorry, I always ask that question. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Jeff, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 4430.
4430.
Yep, 4000.
4000.
2636.
2636.
Yep. 1760.
1760. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1224.
1224, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
870.
870. Okay. I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. I'm going to send you the Google verification form, and then I'm also going to send the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. While we're waiting for those texts to come through, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Okay. This is just going to outline the agreement. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. Okay. All right, Jeff, you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Jeffrey Barna.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jeffrey Barna, Carpentry, Trim.
Well, you're the owner. You're the owner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Jeffrey Barna today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jeff, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
We say 24 to 48 hours, Jeff, but you really want to try to practice immediate response time when you get live calls from people, just because they might go searching somewhere else, you know? We don't want to miss those opportunities. The tracking system will still save them, but, you know, try to get to them as soon as possible. And we ask that you try to check your email or your tracking system every day or two. So it says 24 to 48 hours.
Good.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building everything from scratch for you. But it is month to month, Jeff. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 10th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. That's for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional cost. We've also waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've locked in this pricing structure, so when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to auto-renew on the 10th day of each month, but it'll stay in this discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you're ever going to leave the service, just let us know before that next billing is due so we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm so excited. This is awesome. This package is like so low. I know there's like zero chance of me losing you anytime soon. So if these guys that your competitors are paying almost double, and then not to mention the site and everything else. So it's like, if they can afford it each month at that pricing structure, I know that we should be gearing up for a long-term relationship, especially if we could get Home Advisor off the books too. I like to keep the overhead as low as possible on my guys. It just makes it a lot easier for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I just want to get out there and do some jobs and start making some money.
Yeah, this is the best possible way to do it, and you're also at the best time of the year. So it's like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of jobs by having your business on the first page of Google, there's literally not a consistent flow of jobs within 40 miles of you. you know what I mean? So, and there is. According to Google Analytics, I mean, you're in a good area for business. It's just, you don't have any exposure, so right now it probably feels really dead. But we'll get you there. Yeah. We'll get you there step by step. So you should be getting some text messages here.
Yeah, I got a few. I just didn't really have time to look at them.
No worries. So if you want to click on that first one, there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yes.
That's a full outline of the agreement in writing as promised. So it's going to have all the bells and whistles in there and that platinum bundle. It'll have that discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and sign off on that. Or if you want to take some time after the call to go through it, they're going to circle back with you here in about 30 minutes to knock out this client interview. But you should also get another text with another form in there. It's a Google verification form. Do you have any kind of like license or insurance?
Not at this point. No, I don't.
Okay. It's not required that we post it, but it does help with Google verification. Fill out that form as best as you can. It tells you right at the bottom of the Google verification form that if you're missing anything, we'll still get you verified. We'll just have to do a three-way call with the Google rep on the line. Sometimes they like to do like a video call via like FaceTime or or Google Meet. I should have known that, right? It's either FaceTime or Google Meet, and they'll just verify the listing over the phone, and we'll process it that way. So they just want to make sure you're a real person, you're really out there, you really do what you say you do. You know, we don't want to be directing people to some guy that's just going to screw up their house or something. And then if you don't have the insurance, it basically is going to bury you if something really bad happens in the beginning. So be careful. Proceed with caution. I know you know what you're doing, though. 12 years, like, you know what I mean? I know all the ins and outs of this. I could basically build and do every single thing that we do here with my own two hands. So I imagine 12 years, you're probably the same way.
Yep.
Okay. All right. But so those are the main things that we want you to focus on. Obviously, make sure you get your subscription term signed. Fill out that form. That form, if it takes you 2 to 3 days, no big deal. Okay. We still got to wait for that PIN to come in the mail anyway. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get to you. So you have some time.
Okay. What is it? It's a local splash or whatever.
Yep. It'll say url.localsplash/google.
Okay.
You see it?
That's the last one I just got. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the link. And then you'll also get another one. These are automated messages. They just generate them every time I start an account. You'll get another one, though, that'll have like a username and password, and then you can log into it and change the UN and password to whatever you like. That's just kind of like the temporary one. So usually the username's like your phone number, and then they create like a little simple password just so you can log into it. The tracking system's going to look pretty blank, though, until we get this client interview knocked out, the verification form, subscription terms, and that PIN in the mail. So that's why I said I just want you to focus on those things. I'm going to put some notes in here for the client interview rep. I know you do trim and carpentry. What other services do you want to have us list you for on the first page of Google? You get 15 keywords.
I could do kitchens, I install cabinets.
Custom cabinetry.
I like to do, I mean, I do a little bit of framing. I could do.
Okay. When you say kitchens, you could do like a full kitchen remodel?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, with like tile and everything too?
Yep, I do tiling.
Okay. What about bathroom remodeling?
I do a little bit of bathroom remodeling.
Okay. I know bathrooms can be a little bit different because a lot of times you got to deal with like the tub and then maybe laying down tiles on like showers.
Yeah. It's like the plumbing I'm like kind of inexperienced with because we had a lot of subcontractors contractors at my last job and they did like all the plumbing and we would do like everything else.
Yeah, but see, you're in a position of strength with something like this, where if you land the job and you seal the deal with them, obviously you want to quote them properly. But if you got to bring in a plumber, now you could just go on Google and call up a plumber and say, hey, I got a job opportunity for you here. You can get a percentage of the job or the work that he puts in too by subcontracting it to him because you're basically giving him that job. So that's the beauty of being in this position. Yeah. So I'll put, I put finished trim, finished carpentry, custom cabinetry, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, and framing. Okay. That should be a good head start for the client interview rep. They'll help, come up with some other ones during the client interview, and then we'll get those 15 to start out. If you ever want to change these keywords, you could always call in and swap them out through our account management team.
Okay.
Okay, but that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here. I'm looking forward to working with you. You know, I appreciate you giving me your trust and allowing me to show you the ropes here and get things moving in the right direction. Basically, what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to notate the heck out of this account. I got a lot of work to do on it. I got to request like domain and stuff like that. So I'm going to work on this for the next like 20 minutes and then I'll call you back and I'll introduce you to the client interview technician here, at the top of the hour. And then they'll walk you through that 30-minute, client interview. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then if you have any other questions, comments or concerns prior to then, you have my direct number too. So you could always call in.
All right,
Jeff. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John, right?
Yep, John, I'm your account lead. So there's an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment. I'm not the only guy you'll talk to, but, you know, if you want something done quickly, I'd be your guy.
Okay.
All right,
Thank
Jeff.
You. Sounds All good.
Right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.